Each year, YWCA Dayton celebrates women who are making a big difference in people's lives. The annual Women of Influence Awards ceremony takes place on March 9th at the Dayton Convention Center. Here's YWCA CEO Shannon Isom to talk about it.
The Women of Influence Award is now our 20th year of this award, so pretty exciting. We have now reached a major milestone where we've recognized well into 150 honorees to date of women that have very purposefully and conscientiously not only served our mission, but changed our very community.
And can we talk about this year's recipients?
Yeah, absolutely. So our honoree class, anniversary class, includes Amanda Wright Lane, International Aviation Advocate, Carmen Gooden, who is the co-founder and executive director for Linda Vista Incorporated, Sandy Gudorf, the president of Downtown Dayton Partnership, Michelle Riley, the CEO of the Food Bank, Judy Cook, the former mayor of the city of Oakwood, Major Wendy Stiver with Dayton Police Department, Stacy Thompson-Spear-Hardy, the vice president, as well as the regional manager for corporate responsibility of banking for Key Bank. And then our Lifetime Achievement Award is Jodine Blunden, who is the founder of DCDC. Nominations were open this year from March 11th to September 16th. We kept it open a little while longer. It paid off. We had a little over 70 applicants, people that nominate others. So these aren't people that are nominating themselves. These are people that are nominating others for this honor. And we have women in our community that meet and decide who are our 7 to 8 honorees. And then I get the great job of being able to call more than not a very surprised group of women to congratulate them on not only the nomination, but being chosen for this.
You talked a little bit about the qualities that have put these women in the spotlight. Talk about the impact that they have directly on the communities that you serve.
We are very dedicated to ensuring that we have a good swath of women that represent, again, our community, our programming, more importantly, our mission, and that at any point in time, the 800 people that come and fill the seats there for the Dayton Convention Center, that any young lady, business professional, even a client, resident, and men as well, families can look upon those women and say, gosh, you know, I see myself, or I see my story, or I see where they've helped our community. So for many of the women, from an aviation advocate, which I think strongly not only supports our community, but really does support our mission of promoting a more peaceful world, a more peaceful community, all the way to and through those people who are really advocating in the trenches. So Michelle Riley, as being a part of the food bank, feeding many, many thousands of people across our community, many here that we serve within the YWCA, all the way to Carmen Gooden, who has founded an organization that really focuses on sexual assault and victims of sexual assault, again, of which that not only the food bank serves, but the YWCA serves, all the way to and through the police and the banking that provides housing and community responsibility. So all of these women have touched the mission, but more importantly, many of these women who have touched programming and residents and clients in which we serve.
You offer counseling, supportive services, and emergency protective sheltering for women and children. Those numbers, are they trending up? Are they staying even? What's going on here in the Miami Valley?
Sure. In the Miami Valley, in our county, we continue to see trends upwards. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that shelter services trend upwards, and it does go back and forth, depending on actually time and season. More than anything, we know that because we shelter well over 500 women and children in any given year, that the services are needed. So the trend of up or down is something that we certainly look at, but we are is at least important as the fact that we have those services ready and handy for our community right here. We provide a hotline that is open 24 hours a day, where we're providing someone 365 days a year, answering the phone around shelter, answering the phone around any type of crisis, urgent care with violence, and that doesn't necessarily mean physical. It could be intimate partner violence, around emotional, financial, as well as physical violence. Likewise, we have within our services across Preble County and here within Montgomery County services that if anyone walks through those doors, that we are able to provide the emergency safety net services need, which includes security 24 hours a day, food that we serve three meals, hot meals every day, making sure that the 40-plus children that we have within the shelter get off into schooling and that there's no slippage within transitions, especially within crisis. We offer many multitudes of things from food to any type of incidentals, and that is all done not only from grant but by the generosity of people that support the YWCA and its programming.
And in 2016, you had more than 3,100 calls through your crisis hotline. Do you see an increase there in the immediate needs?
Yeah, so we continue to see the same issues that we have seen, but I believe that they're more acute. So the immediate needs that we continue to have is shelter. And that may not need to be a long stay. It could be a short stay than just to provide support and help as they move in transition to a more stable environment. We still need and see, and I believe this is a Montgomery County issue, very much like a lot of the counties across the country, affordable housing. And so as I'm transitioning from one place to another, am I able to be in a place that's safe? Am I able to be in a community that supports my children, that supports my needs, that has transportation, and that I can afford? So housing is an immediate need, sheltering is an immediate need, and then likewise, any type of safety net value. So we can make sure that we connect women and children with food services, with clinical care, mental health services. We're doing a lot more with drug addiction therapy and counseling, which I think we see that across many counties across Ohio. These are the immediate needs that not only that we see in the county, but we see at the YW. Likewise, because of that, administrative staff is key. It's important. Having subject matter experts ready on hand for a place that's open 24 hours a day, we want to make sure that we're greeting with the delivery of services at 4 a.m. It's the same that we do at 4 p.m. That takes staff, that takes resources, that takes funding. So we want to make sure that we are providing the same level of care at all times. That's why our signature event, like Women of Influence, is so important. It is our lead fundraising event. 100% of those proceeds go directly back into our programming.
The Women of Influence Awards for 2017 takes place on March 9th at the Dayton Convention Center. And is this open to the public?
Yeah, it is open to the public. There's a couple of ways in which you can get more information, buy tickets. We like to say that the easiest way to do it is on your phone. Everyone seems to have a mobile phone. You can dial right into ywcadayton.org. Whether it's on your phone or your desktop, it'll take you right to our landing page and you can buy a ticket there. Also, continuing to look for sponsorship of businesses. We offer a table of eight for sponsorships. You can, again, go online, but also feel free to call us if you don't have access to a computer or that feels a little cumbersome. 461-5550. We have, again, someone to answer phone calls 24 hours a day, and they'll walk you through the process.
Shannon Isom, CEO with YWCA Dayton, thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us.